Thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for being our God. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God that we can talk to and converse with, have a two-way conversation with you, Father. I just praise you and I glorify you for the work that you're doing in us, Lord. I ask for your grace tonight upon all of us, Lord. We want to send our praises up to you, Lord, and let it be a sweet smell to you, Father, because we dedicate it all to you. You're worthy of all of our praises, Father. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God. You're a benevolent God. You're a good God. You're a forgiving God. And Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for protecting all of our loved ones that we prayed for so many years and bringing salvation to them and lead them on into the kingdom, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for not stopping just at salvation, but to bring them on in a big way. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Be with us tonight. Lead us and guide us. Show us what you'd like for us to do, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, are there any prayer requests? Obadiah's got one. Go ahead, Obadiah. What's your prayer request, brother? Can't hear you.
He doesn't have one.
Well, he raised his hand. Yeah, he did.
He is praising the Lord after your prayer.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands, Obadiah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get you if you do. Ah! Amen. Hey, Tracy. Yeah, he'd do that in the fellowship, and I'd tickle him every time he raised his hand. Praise the Lord. I want to pray for my grandson, Blake. Lord, I've given him to you. I'm trusting you with him. And I thank you, Lord, for taking care of him. Wherever he is. And Lord, I ask and I pray your protection around about him. And Lord, you know what it's going to take to get his attention. And Lord, I thank you for taking him to the place to where he has to trust you. He has to. And Father, I thank you for that. I'm just going to believe, Lord. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to try to help him at all, because I know that you can help him a whole lot better and quicker than I can. And I know that you can take him to that place of crying out to you, Lord. And I praise you for doing that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Chet.
Yeah, I keep my oldest son in prayer constantly, but I would like for you guys to be in agreement with me. But my oldest son, I think I shared it with you guys before, but he's got a very aggressive brain cancer, and he has had a very aggressive surgery, and he's running from God. As he grew up, I had him in church. And he knew the Lord, but he kind of ran from him. So I'd just like to ask for prayer for him.
Okay. What's his name?
Brent.
Brent. Okay. Yes. Lord, we lift up Brent to you. Lord, you know what it takes to get his attention too. Looks like you're doing it. And I thank you for it, Father. Sometimes, Lord, we understand when we put our trust in you for a loved one. We can't look at the natural. We can't look at or hear in the natural. All we can do is keep our eyes on you and know that you're doing this, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father. Now, I lift up Brent to you. Chet's giving him to you. I lift him up to you, and I thank you for granting repentance to him, bringing him back into the kingdom. And in the name of Jesus right now, I command that spirit of cancer off of him. In Jesus' name, I command it to go and take all your friends with you. The spirit of the fear of cancer, you go in the name of Jesus. And you spirit of death, I command you to go in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for the work you're doing in Brent. I command that spirit of rebellion to go out of Brent right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for the mighty work that you're doing in Brent. Because we know that when you do get his attention, and it looks like that's the road you've got him going down, that it's going to be a mighty testimony that he has to bring other people eyes on you, Lord. And I thank you for doing that for Brent, making a mighty man of God out of him. And Lord, from this point on, I thank you for placing it in Chet's heart to only speak of him as a mighty man of God. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you're already doing in Brent's life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord God Almighty. Lord, we just love you because we know that you're going to take care of things for us because we trust you. We not only have faith, we just trust you to fulfill everything that we've asked for. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Right. I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Joe.
Okay. For those who were there Tuesday, I think there might be a couple there, Chet. And Tracy, I don't know if I remember you guys were here Tuesday, but I lifted up my cousin, Sadie is her name, and her husband, John. You know, I got some updates today. Basically what happened, you know, to kind of briefly recap, this happened actually last summer of 2019, you know, I heard today. And there was an incident with a adopted daughter between, you know, my cousin's husband. He was sleeping with her on his chest. He ended up falling asleep and kind of rolling over on her. And there was no major injuries or nothing. I think there might have been a couple bruises. But they're both pediatricians. And so he was accused of abuse, you know, by the hospital, because I guess it's state law, federal law to say, hey, if we suspect any kind of abuse, we got to report it, got to bring the authorities in there. And so Child Protective Services, you know, of course, is one of them. And they took the child. So I assume since summer of last year, you know, the child is no longer in their custody. Or they never had full legal rights, you know, so technically the child wasn't theirs. So they've, I think there's, you know, I heard today from my aunt that they're moving to Cincinnati, you know, which is south of me here. And, you know, they're hoping to file, or no, they're filing to hopefully that I guess it's the state of Wisconsin or, you know, whoever's involved will drop the charges on John. Because he, you know, it really affected his job. I believe he lost his job. He could have went to jail for 6 years. You know, because of this. So, you know, yeah, they're moving to Cincinnati. Sadie, she got a job at the Children's Hospital, I believe, in Cincinnati. And so, yeah, I just wanted to lift that up. And, of course, you know, when I heard it Tuesday, the first thing I thought, you know, came to mind, they're not saved, you know, so I thought, well, God's definitely beginning to get their attention. And then today it kind of dawned on me with the unforgiveness. You know, I want to pray against those spirits, but just pray about that, you know, especially here. So, yeah, I just wanted everybody to go ahead and agree with me. Father, I just thank you for just my cousin, you know, and her husband. I thank you for my family, Lord. Thank you that you are lately beginning to get their attention. You're starting the process in their lives of, well, for one thing, many years of prayers, you know, by many, but prayers from me, that, Lord, you'd get their attention and you'd ultimately save them. So I thank you that you're beginning to get Sadie and John's attention. I mean, as you know, it's been going on. This whole situation has been going on since last year. So that's, Lord, you're working in them. Thank you for what you're doing. And I pray that through this process, this humbling, you know, process of just losing their child, and, well, even losing their reputations, I guess you could say. You know, I mean, many probably don't even trust John anymore there in the state of Wisconsin after these allegations came forth. So it's a very humbling process for them, Lord. You know, they don't know where to turn. But, Lord, I pray that they would begin to, as you are probably, and you know, just continue to show them that this is you, Lord, you know, and you want their attention. You want them to look to you for this. And most of all, Lord, I pray your will would be done in their life. You know, whatever your will is. And we thank you that, you know, I ask personally, or especially that you'd have mercy on this young girl. I believe she's still yet to be 1 year old. I'm not sure what the age is. But Lord, have mercy on her and cause her to be reunited with her family here. So Lord, we ask this, and but you know, most of all, we ask for your will to be done in their life, which is first of all salvation. And Lord, as we know, salvation is first of all you forgiven us of our sins. You know, that's one of the benefits of salvation, and as we know, we're learning here in the curse of unforgiveness, if we don't forgive, we're not forgiven from you, Lord. So I pray that John and Sadie, and well, even in any of the other family of mine who has been affected by this, but mostly John and Sadie, that Lord, you would help them to understand the magnitude of their unforgiveness if it rests in their hearts towards, you know, doctors, towards Child Protective Services, the, you know, the authorities, the people at the hospital, it doesn't matter who. Lord, help them to understand that they're in a worse off position, you know, if they're harboring any signs of unforgiveness towards these people. So, you know, they're basically no better than the people who did this to them. So, Lord, I just ask that you would show them this, most of all. So that you would prepare the way for salvation for them, that they would understand we have to deal with this. So I thank you for the work you're doing here. Thank you for bringing them to Cincinnati, you know, to be closer to other family members. And so, Lord, I just, with the times that are coming, you know, thank you that you're kind of bringing my family together. So just, I even pray for even the others out there, that you would bring them closer together too. So, you know, if you have me here, wherever you have me, I could better minister to them. So, thank you for this, Lord. I just lay it all in your hands. I'm trusting you know what you're doing. So, and I just thank you for what you're going to do ahead of time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I agree.
Amen. Me too. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Leon.
Hey, Michael, my back hurts. I don't want to say severe, but it hurts pretty bad. Anyway, I got to start that deck again on Sunday. So would you mind praying for me for my back to heal up?
Yeah, I'll pray for you. All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Leon. We thank you, Father, for the work you're doing in him. And in the name of Jesus right now, I command that back to line up with the word of God. I command the pain to go. I command it to be gone from him and not to return in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that it is a done deal. That Leon's back is healed, sealed, and delivered in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that Leon's back is healed. Jesus, thank you, Lord, that I command that pain to go right now in Jesus' name. And everything in that back to be healed. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, dear. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, sir. I believe it. It is done.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus. We're looking for the good report. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Debbie and Denny.
I'd like to pray for my sister Paula. They found 3 masses on one breast, and masses, not lumps. And she was having I guess I found out she's having it today, a biopsy done today. I knew about this. And another prayer request about this is I didn't tell any of my sisters because I asked her if I could. And she didn't answer me. But there's such hatred between her and the other sisters. But now that a cousin found out about it on Facebook, because my sister who's got the problem posted it, they're like, why didn't you tell? They found that I knew about it. I said, well, I have known. I've been praying with her. And so I just pray it doesn't get anywhere to be anything big like it could be, you know, between the sisters. It's just...
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
And I'm being sincere. What's the difference when you say a lump or a mass?
Well, it's a thickening, more like this areas of thickening mass, not a lump.
Okay. I just really honestly did not know.
And yeah. And it can be a real common thing, is, you know, and it'd be nothing. So she even told me that when I wanted to pray for the, have others pray for her. She goes, well, you know, mom had this and hers was benign and all that. So anyway, I'll just pray for her in the situation. So God, I just, we pray, Lord, that this, the biopsy turn out normal for Paula, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, God, that you are working in her heart, Lord. I just pray you cause her to cry out to you, Lord, to turn to you, Father, that you put the fear of the Lord in her, Father God, and find religious spirits in her, Jesus, so that she would hear your voice, God, and not the voice of religious spirits, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for this being benign, God, and I just pray that even through this you could bring our restoration, Lord, between her and my other sisters, Lord, that there be forgiveness between them, Lord, and reconciliation, Lord, and a coming together and talking to one another again, Lord. And I just stand against and find every spirit of division and any retaliation for why didn't you tell me and all this kind of stuff, God, that there be nothing of this in Jesus' name. I bind those spirits of hatred and just being against one another in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for peace and for healing for Paula, God, and a good report, Lord. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, we just come against faction between all the sisters there. And we praise you, Father, that it is gone from them. Lord, we thank you that this will bring them all together in love. Father, that they'll once again have that relationship they had, I guess they had when they were children. Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that love, L-U-V, love, is in Debbie's sister's hearts, in Jesus' name. We come against that mass. We count it all as null and void. We command it to go from her right now in Jesus' name. And all the effects of it, we command it to go. And that Paula would praise you, Father, for getting rid of it. That when they go to look for it again, it's gone. And they'll wonder what happened. And Paula will know that it was you, Lord. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Anybody else?
I got a testimony I can share.
Sure.
I was in a gas station today, and I was at the counter checking out, and I always like to ask the cashiers if they have any pain or anything they need prayer for, and she said that she didn't have any pain, but she would let me pray for her, so I just started
speaking life into her and speaking blessings over her, and just praying that the Holy Spirit would just wash over her and fill all the empty voids. But she really got rocked, and she told me that she'd never felt that. She said she'd had prayer many times in her life, and she had never actually felt a tangible manifestation when somebody prayed. And she almost fell down. The girl behind the counter with her had to step in behind her. And she had never experienced anything like that. And she just kept telling me, thank you. She's like, she was almost crying, but she said, I just feel lighter, you know. And it was awesome. And she said, what'd you do? And I said, I had nothing to do with it. I said, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I gave her one of my ministry cards. And I told her to call me, you know, when she wasn't at work, and I could pray for her more and then actually start to do some more ministry. But, I love to see people get touched. I love to see people get healed. But when you see someone's countenance change, when you see that there's a difference, something has changed inside of them, that just, man, it just gets me so excited. I love it so much. But yeah, it was really awesome.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you to continue that work in that girl. The next time that Chet goes in there to see her, she'll be beaming like a brand new light.
Amen.
Lord, man, I'll just thank you for that. Lord, do a mighty work in that girl. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, my. All right, anyone else? Testimony, praise report. Let's see if I can get. Hey, Sandy.
It's Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How's it going, brother?
Good.
Awesome. Yeah, I see y'all. It's good to have y'all on.
I was actually just speaking with my son. He's going through some depression, and he actually reached out to his pastor over there in Little Rock, and they talked for like 3 hours last night and prayed, and the pastor gave him some scriptures to go over, and you know, I just told him, you know, the door was always open, you know, to come here, you know, to visit or stay or whatever, you know, to get away from a bunch of stuff he was going through down there. And I just was like, okay, Lord, you know, just reach out and touch my son. Let him, you know, have rest and peace where he's at, his job and his family, and put him where you want to be, you know, basically. And he was like, okay, that's cool. I was like, you know, I just kind of prayed with him for a little bit and tried to give him some encouragement because he was really down in the dumps and wanted to go see a therapist and everything. And I just said, oh, Lord, you know. So just, you know, kind of reassured him that, you know, the door was always open here. And I'm, you know, always around the phone if he needs to call and talk, pray or whatever. So I think it was good.
Okay. What's his name? I forgot.
Newton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's he living?
He's in North Little Rock.
Oh, is he? Okay. That's right. Yeah. Well, okay, Lord, we lift up Newton to you. We thank you, Lord, for doing that mighty work in him and turning him around back to you in a mighty way, Lord. And, Lord, we ask and we pray that you don't allow deception to get into him. And Father, we thank you for the truth that he's looking for to come available to him in Jesus' name. We praise you, Father, for the relationship between Jeff and Newton now. It's a whole lot. It's getting better and better every day. And Father, I thank you for that love between them. And Lord, let Newton call out to Jeff for help, scriptures or whatever. And Father, we thank you for the work that you did in him, Newton, and his family. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Lord. We believe in household salvation, Lord. And we thank you that he called that pastor. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, bud. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Patrick.
Yes, I'd like prayer for my sister. She just called me, actually made contact with me last week, I think this weekend. And she is, I haven't talked to her, with her for a while. She lives up in Washington. And she has recently separated from her husband of about 40 years, 30 years or something like that. And she's mixed, very mixed up, confused. And she needs a lot of prayer. I was, she is not a Christian. And she, I was talking to her about the Lord and about truth and getting into scripture and various different things like that last week. And she's fixated somehow fixated on hypnotism, as if, you know, many people around her are under hypnotism and they tried to hypnotize her and you know, various different things like that. I'm not sure what the connection is, what she's thinking there, but I'm not sure if she's seeing the realm of demons or that she's becoming aware of that process or something, or I'm really not sure. She's very anti-Christian, or anti-Catholic is, you know, what she has been talking about lately. But anyway, I after I talked with her last week, I realized that she needs a touch from God. And I felt like it was past the point of communicating truth I'm speaking scriptures into her mind and into her thinking and everything, but it is something past that. It doesn't seem to be making the penetration, and whatever, when she hears certain scriptures, she twists them around and talks about something else or whatever. So it's definitely a spiritual battle. I think she's, you know, dealing with demons herself. She doesn't really even understand it or know it. So I'm just asking for prayer for her and prayer for me, as far as, you know, what next steps I should take in my communicating with her and whatnot. But
what's her name?
Her name is Shelley.
Okay. Well, let's do what the scripture says. Hang on just a second. Let me get my professional microphone out here where y'all can hear me. Let's do what the scripture says. Let's ask the Lord of the harvest to send someone around there that will listen, that she'll listen to share the gospel with her. And that the Lord would grant repentance to her, open up her heart to receive it. And we pray that, Father, for Shelley right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, that it is a done deal from this point on, that Patrick doesn't have to worry about praying for her. All he has to do is thank you for bringing her into the kingdom from this point on. And, Father, we just praise you for it.
Thank you.
He doesn't have to give her any scriptures. He doesn't have to do anything but just praise you, Father, for her salvation. And we thank you too, Lord, that Shelley is delivered. We and set free from all of this garbage she's trying to get into. Matter of fact, we bind up those spirits that are trying to get her to go into the occult. In Jesus' name, we bind you up and cast you away from her. And Father, we thank you for a hedge of protection around her, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Shelley's complete salvation. And not only that, Lord, that you would put a hunger in her for the Word of God like she's never experienced before. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Shelley right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise you,
Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That's done deal.
I receive that. Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Anyone else? I see George made it in. Greg made it in. Barbara made it in. Leonard made it in. Gaynold made it in. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. He did. Amen. All right. Hey, buddy. Oh, see, I got a message from somebody. Oh, I don't know what it was. Anyway, anybody else got a prayer request or praise report, prayer request, comment? Anybody got a song they want to sing? Now, this is the last Thursday night in the month. Did y'all want to do the praise and worship? I can't see nothing. Nobody's saying nothing. Chet's even left the room. Okay. Well, we can get into the Word. Y'all want to do that? You'd rather do that? I don't care. I'm pretty open. Y'all tell me what you want to do.
I vote for the music.
You go for the music. Okay. Does anybody else go for the music? You can shake your head yes or no.
Yes.
Marlon says yes. Debbie and Denny says yes. Barbara says yes. Andrew says, I don't know. He says yes. Okay. All right. I got one I'd like to share. Is that okay? I'm going to share one. I think y'all will like it. I really do. I love it. And it's a new one. Let me see here. I got it. Get everything lined up. Yeah, here it is.
We see righteousness and praise rising up throughout the earth, the saints of God, a pure and spotless bride, clothed in white, full of faith, head lifted high. And we declare that you are God, glorious and mighty. Spring for the thirsty, the answer for all. And you are King, a challenge for the nations, and sending out an army compelled by love. wellspring for the thirsty, the answer for all. And you are the king, you're just for the nations, and send it out. And pray.
I don't know how to get y'all back. I've lost it. How'd y'all, where'd y'all go? Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you just fine, Michael.
Okay. I've lost the main deal. Yeah.
All we can see is the UBM insignia up there in the top instead of your picture.
Yeah. Well, I can't even. I'm just having a hard time figuring out where everything went to.
I see click, your home screen. I mean, I can see all the flowers.
Click on your zoom in and see what happens. Your zoom icon.
Well, I did.
Oh.
Let's see here. Hang on.
Greg says, stop screen sharing.
Yeah, okay. If I had that up there, I could do that, but I don't have it up there. I hit a button while ago and it, everything left. Let me see here if I can go up here.
Stop share, maybe.
Okay, there it is. Okay, there you are. Praise the Lord. Okay, what I had to do is go up at the top on the files up there, the top, and do that. So now we all know. Okay, has anybody got one they'd like to share? Yeah. Anybody got one, a song they'd like to share? Joe.
I got one. Jesus, you alone?
Jesus, you alone. Okay, let me see if I can find that.
Good song, Joe.
Okay, I got it. Hang on. Let me get to share.
Who is
Jesus.
Anybody else got one? Let's see. Somebody got something in the chat there. There's one. Barry in Maryland wants to listen to that one. Hang on. Let me share it.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this latest performance of the David Wesley Virtual Choir. You can check out the rest of my YouTube channel and subscribe for more a cappella worship videos. These virtual choir projects take many months to put together. They involve singers from around the world recording in their basements, in their bedrooms, in their closets. But more than that, it's made possible by my patrons on Patreon. If you're interested in supporting the creation of projects like this in the future, you can head to patreon.com/DavidWesley.
That is so neat.
Michael, can you put that link in the chat room?
It is in the chat room.
It is?
Yes. Barry and Marilyn.
I got it. Thank you.
Yes, Leon.
That guy does a series that he does by himself. He does all the parts, and it's songs that are from today all the way back to about the 1200s. It's about a couple hours long, but it's really, really good. It's that one guy doing all the different parts or all
songs. We had him on here.
Yeah. Was that what you were doing?
Not tonight, but we've had him on in the past doing that. Didn't we? Yeah, I thought we did. Yeah, it is. I like him. He's pretty neat. Yeah, did y'all hear me bassing? I was bassing. Amen. All right. Let me get Julie's up there. I think I might be able to find it now because I got the deal. Isn't that special? Hey, I'll try something else. Let me try this. That didn't work either. Okay. All right. Has anybody got something they'd like to hear?
There's another one in the chat.
Okay. I got to get back to the chat. Here we go. Oh, I like this one. Hang on. Let me get everybody back in here so I can share it.
Praise. Dum dum da dum 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 dum.
Here's a good one y'all will like, I believe.
I used to live my life in fear, was worried all the time, from waking up to laying down. I had no peace of mind. The world became a darkened place, a struggle without end. And although bitter times, those were the days that I began to understand I was only a man. I grew up singing songs in church with questions in my mind, then turned my back and ran away from God who gave me life. Then one night His presence fell, I wept and shook, and then I fell down and cried, "Dear Jesus, rescue me again. I understand I am only a man." He said, "What will it be now? Will you choose me or keep spinning upstream now? I've been inside your head, hearing you scream.
Michael?
You're
Michael?
Muted, Michael.
Yes.
This is Gaino. Could you play Jesus Messiah by Chris Tomlin?
Okay, I will after I do this one for Joe, okay?
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it? Jesus Messiah?
Jesus, yes, Jesus Messiah by Chris Tomlin.
Okay.
You got a prayer request on the chat room, too.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, absolutely, Tracy. Can I send a sister and her 10-year-old daughter in for emergency prayer? She's crying out. Daughter has been in and out of the hospital. There's been, let's see, the 10-year-old is suicidal. Okay, yeah, we can do that. Let's do it, everybody. Let's lift up this sister here. All right, your 10-year-old daughter in for emergency prayer. She's crying out. Okay. Father, we lift up this sister in Christ and her 10-year-old daughter. And we praise you, Father, for these two crying out. Lord, Mama's got the authority. We pray with her. We take authority over these suicidal demons and whatever else is wrong, those spirits of infirmity, and cast them off of this young child in Jesus' name. We bind up all the works of the enemy on that child right now. Whatever it is, we bind you up and cast you off of that child right now in Jesus' name. We take authority over you, command you to go from her. And Lord, we thank you for peace in her heart. Peace in her heart right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for giving Mama great and bold faith to believe the word of God. And we praise you for it, Father. I speak peace on that child and Mama too. I command the spirits of anxiety, anxiousness, and fear off of those two right now in Jesus' name. I command any other kind of a tormenting spirit to go from them by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command peace in their hearts right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing this for this mother and her 10-year-old child. Lord, I ask and I pray that you make it known to Mama that it was you that did this. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your delivering power in these two's lives right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Father. It's done.
Amen.
You say there's two songs playing, Barry?
There was earlier. It's gone away.
Okay, good.
I know other people heard it. You know. It was okay. Interesting.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right, let's get Joe's up there. Is that okay, Tracy? Because it's done, girl. Okay. Good deal.
All knowing, he thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more.
Love so amazing.
Those two. I like that one you had too, Joe. That's a good one. That's a, must be a new one. Okay. Let me find y'all again. There you are. Anybody else got one? Let me check the chat here. Yeah, Diddy.
It's called New Wine, New Wine Lyric Video, Hillsong.
Okay.
Thank you.
Also head out too. Okay. Hidden United Pursuit. Is that it? Hidden United Pursuit.
That's the title of the song, and that's the group. There's another one of a guy from Israel. Well, if you want to listen to that one.
It's up to you.
Well, no, I'll go with the hidden one.
Hidden United Pursuit, okay, coming up.
My hand, and he led me to trust him. intentions. Trust you completely. I'm listening intently. You'll guide me through these many shadows.
Okay. That's a good one. I liked it. Anybody else got one? I was trying to find one that I really liked. Y'all probably heard it before. Y'all ever remember that song by Paul Weber? It has a video with it of John the Revelator going to heaven. And it was sung by Paul Wilbur. Y'all remember that one? I can't think of the name of it. Best worship song of all time or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, I really like it. Yeah. Did y'all hear that? Oh, man. I saw it. It had that song on it, but I can't remember the name of that video. Can anybody else remember it? Well, tell me, for goodness sake.
No. I'll post it for you.
Okay, that'd be good.
There you go. I want to say it's the video, but it's the song. That's all I can tell you right now.
Yeah, that's the song. That's okay. We'll listen to that. All these distractions. How do you get rid of that thing?
I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you all. To honor I am, Lord, I worship.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, listen, I got a request for y'all. Next month, on the last Thursday of the month, let's do one thing. Let's try, each one of us, to find a song that glorifies God. You know what I'm talking about? One that we sing praises to God. Not that the rest of them weren't any good, but like that song there, that was praising God, you know. And let's see what God will do when we do that. I believe if we do that, instead of, you know, some of these songs that we like, they've got a good beat to them and all of that kind of stuff, but it glorifies the guy, you know, the man or the woman that's singing, you know, I got this or I got that, I need God, I got, you know. But let's just try to think of one, grab one, that we're praising God and glorifying God. Just one time, I'm just asking. And I'll probably email everybody before that time just to remind everybody. Does that sound agreeable to everybody? Okay, good deal. Well, it looks like we're about out of time here. Somebody's got a chat there. Uh-oh, sorry, I'll get to you next time. All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you for another night of praise and worship to you, Lord. Just understand, Lord, that all of these songs that we brought up to you, we want them to be for you, Lord, and we glorify you because of it. I know some of them are talking about other things, but we wanted them to glorify you, Father, and we thank you for it, Father. We ask, Lord, for your protection upon us all, and Lord, we ask that you bless everybody here tonight with a good night's sleep. And Lord, we thank you for your Psalms 91 protection upon everybody here, that no pestilence would bother all of your chosen throughout the whole world, Lord. We thank you for your Psalms 91 protection upon the Passover, Lord. Let this be a Passover for your chosen. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your continual work in us, Lord, bringing us into that holiness place that you want us to be in, that perfection in Christ that you want us to be at. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to get together with my brothers and sisters and sing praises to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's see. Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Good night, everybody. All right, good night, everybody.